Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy day three of Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor.
Hey.
Hi. I haven't seen you at all today. Except for
mean?
Just a
Except
little bit.
For, we've been together all morning.
Oh, I suppose we have. I just, maybe it's just been like an hour since I last saw you and... You know, it's different. But let's start the show by telling everybody that we are dedicating today's show to a very special listener. Are we not, Bradley?
Yes, because this very special listener, her name is Darcy Reed. More on that in a moment. She was kind enough to bring us over a very critical fundraising goal post or hump, because yesterday was hump day. And we told her, hey, if you get us over the hump, we will make Thursday's show all about you.
So today's show is dedicated completely to Darcy Reed and also in honor of her two daughters. She said, Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
It's not Christmas yet, but Merry Christmas, because Darcy wants us to say Merry Christmas. So today's show is dedicated to Darcy. And here's the thing. If you are a little bit jealous of Darcy... If you want to be like Darcy, we will dedicate tomorrow's show to the person that gets us over the $10,000 hump.
Which is totally doable.
Fully doable.
Yeah.
We want to do that by the end of the show today. We want to get up over the $10,000 hump. We are raising money, as we do every year during Project Down and Dirty, for a very worthy cause, and that is Every Meal. They are formerly the Sheridan Story, and what they do is they meet the needs of children who are experiencing food insecurity, and they try to fill in the gaps, like weekends and times when school is not in session, with their food program. So they buy food and they give that to people, to children whose families are experiencing food insecurity, so that they can get through those, so they can bridge those times when mm-hmm. they're not able to do the free and reduced lunches yep. and breakfasts at school. A worthy cause. And they need us now more than ever because, as you know, COVID-19 has really thrown everybody for a loop. And so each and every one of your dollars goes directly to Every Meal to help them out. And we are currently at, would you like to know our current fundraising total, Bradley?
We are currently at $5,447.
So we want to get up above that $10,000 mark today, during today's show, by 3 o'clock. And we can only do that by mobilizing all of you to head over to your computer, click the donate link at mytalk1071.com. You'll see Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama right there in the carousel on the very front page. Click on that, and it's easy to donate from there, and we'll say thank you to you on the air.
Would yeah,
you like
absolutely.
To know who we have to thank today?
Who do we get to thank today?
Thank you for asking. We're going to say thank you to Jennifer, to Sharon, to Lisa, to Nina, to Liz, to Joan, to Amy, and to Cynthia, all of whom have given since yesterday's show. We will continue to call you out with your generosity. And Bradley?
Yes.
I have a story to tell you.
Oh, okay. What's your story?
So, you know, we're doing this Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama. We're remaking War of the Worlds. And War of the Worlds is about Martians.
Yes. Martians take over.
So, you know that thing that happens when you're really focused on something at work and then you sleep and you dream about it?
Oh, has it invaded your subconscious?
Okay, totally. So, I woke up early this morning, and it was early enough that you get that moment where you go, okay, I get to go back to sleep. Mm. Yay. So I roll back over and I go to sleep. And I wake up to my husband, like, with his hand on me saying, are you okay? Are you all right? Apparently, I was crying in my sleep.
Oh, no.
Because I was dreaming that I went downstairs to lock our front door, that I realized in my dream that the front door was unlocked. So I went downstairs and I locked the door. And just as I locked the door, I felt a hand on the small of my back. And I reached around to feel the hand, and the hand grabbed my hand, and another hand came around me. And I looked, and it was like an alien with like drooly big teeth, like a pierogi with teeth.
Well, that's appropriate, because that's the alien in War of the Worlds.
Right? And then I started, and in my dream, I was like, no, I was like crying, and apparently it was coming out.
Aliens.
I'm dreaming of aliens, Bradley. of all of the people who would be dreaming of aliens.
Well, it would be you because you believe in aliens. Oh,
I thought it would be you. No, it was zombies.
Why would it be me?
No, zombies. Zombies would
be
you.
Oh my God, you can't even keep your story straight. You're the one who believes in aliens, ding-a-ling.
I do. I very much believe in aliens.
No, you don't.
But I do. So, okay, we've been having so much fun with our recording for Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama War of the Worlds. Yesterday, we had a great day of recording. This morning, we showed up actually a little bit later than we got, like, that's the reason why I got to roll over and go back to sleep and dream about aliens, is because our call time was a little bit later today.
Yeah, our call time was a little bit later, but we still did a little bit. I think today, you, Donna, Lori and Julia had a scene.
Okay, yeah. Were you in there when this funny moment happened? So Donna didn't know that we'd turned our microphones on.
She was not aware what was going on.
But we were starting a rehearsal. So my line starts it and then hers comes in right after that. So we're starting the rehearsal. The sound effects start. There's like a dripping sound and there's like piano music. And then there's like a CB radio sound or like a ham radio sound. Yeah. And I say my line, I say my line, I say my line. And then I give the moment, the space for Donna to say her line. And then all of a sudden we hear in the microphone, check, check, checking the mic. 1, 2, 1, 2.
It was actually perfect timing.
It was so funny.
Wrong lines, but perfect timing.
She was just not connected. But anyway, we turned it around. We got her.
No, it's been fun. We're all, again, for those of you who aren't aware, we're all in the same room, but we're spread out, socially distanced and kind of in our own little like cubicle. I mean, they've recreated individual studios. I was trying to describe it to somebody last night. Individual studios, basically, for each of us, yet in this, like, kind of semi-open space. It's very hard to understand, but very, very clever on the part of the engineers and the people that were responsible for making this happen, oh, by the way, in the middle of a pandemic. So right. Hats off to everybody behind the scenes, all the sound engineers and technical people that are, you know, making things work. It's kind of, it's a marvel. We just show up and turn on a mic and say dumb things. Like most days.
I mean, really. But the nice thing about this is that the dumb things that we say are written and they're not.
Yeah, they're other people's words.
Yeah, and they're actually like brilliant dumb. They're not just like off the cuff dumb dumb. Thoughtful dumb.
I was telling somebody else as well this morning. In fact, Steve, I was like, I don't think people really truly understand how lucky we are to have, you know, the caliber of what would you even call it? It's not screenwriting because we're not on the screen.
But he's a script writer. I mean, but he writes, what is that called? Stage writing?
Wow, all of my words literally just left my brain.
What are they called? He's a script writer. He's a playwright. He's a playwright.
Jeffrey Hatcher. He is Jeffrey Hatcher, yes, is an award-winning playwright, screenwriter. He has written movies. You may have heard of a movie called Sherlock. You maybe have heard of the Glen Sheen, the musical. Mm-hmm. This is the caliber of work that has descended upon our War of the Worlds 82nd anniversary. I don't remember 83rd. Which it is.
83rd. 1938. No, 82nd.
I guess you'd call it screenwriting, but technically there's no screen. Although I will say that at the end of this experience, if you buy your $10 ticket, which you should, in addition to making a contribution at mytalk1071.com for every meal, but if you buy your $10 ticket starting Friday evening, you'll be granted access to not just the audio experience of a War of the Worlds retelling, but the video behind the scenes experience as well. As you're hearing the audio, you will see a behind the scenes video experience as well. So, I mean, again, technical marvels up and down the street.
Yes, absolutely. So here, let me just give you a little taste of what to expect today during the Colleen and Bradley show. It's going to be a little bit strange because part of the moving parts of recording this classic radio drama is that when we do a scene, we do it live to tape. So everybody who's in that scene needs to be together. But there are some scenes that maybe you or I are in with people who aren't on the air, who are off the, whatever. I'm going to take 45 minutes or so away from the show in this hour. Bradley's going to take some time away in the next hour. Holly, who's been doing the Foley artistry, she'll be swapping in and out to help cover. I mean, it's crazy. We're all a little bit bonkers today, but that's Project Down and Dirty for you, right? But then the third hour of our show, we will be all together in one place doing the thing that you know that we do when we talk into the microphone. So that's what to expect today on the Colleen and Bradley Show. The other thing to expect is that we're going to be just flat out begging for money for our charity every meal.
Yeah. I mean, we want this is the one time a year that we are going to have the opportunity to raise money for every meal. So if you're like, oh, God, I wish those two would stop talking about it. Well, the easiest way to make that happen is to make it happen with your fingers, clickety-clacking over to mytalk1071.com and making a contribution. And the sooner you do, the happier we'll be. And then we won't be in your ear about it. So also, you could be one lucky person by helping us reach our $10,000 goal. I mean, somebody could plop in right now. What's our total at the moment?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked. Right now, we are at $5,597. I would like to say thank you to Stacy, who gave dedicating her donation to all of the kids who continue to dream big, especially when the world seems really hard. And my heart just loves that. And also, an anonymous donor has gotten us up to $5,597. And our goal is
$10,000, which means we're only $4,403 away. You could pop in, just drop $4,403 in our kitty and, you know, we'll move on to the next goal. It's all good.
But if you're the person who pushes us over $10,000, like Darcy Reed did yesterday when she pushed us over the $5,000 mark, you will have the entire show dedicated to you, just as today's show is dedicated to Darcy Reed. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, I think Holly's bringing the dirt today. Rob is.
I think it's going to be Rob today.
You know what? There's going to be a dirt alert.
You're getting dirt.
There's
going to
be dirt. Don't worry about it. We're going to sling
Don't
some
worry
dirt
about
when
it.
We come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live, doing everything entertainment on our app, too. Download the app. But here with all the latest from Hollywood right now, it's Rob. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Bradley.
What's news?
Well, if you've been wanting to sneak away from the pandemic for a birthday party on a private island like Kim Kardashian did, God. Now we know how much it would cost you.
How much?
About $1 million.
Oh, well, that's not happening in my neck of the woods.
Well, yeah, obviously a ton of money if you're not a Kardashian, but it's also kind of surprising that it wasn't more money than that, since she basically rented an entire island.
Yeah, I heard about this, and bury the lead, it wasn't the Caribbean island that we thought it was, right?
Right. The New York Post says it happened over 5 days at the Brando, which is a luxurious island resort in French Polynesia, and this whole island has just 35 villas.
And you know why they call it the Brando?
Something to do with Marlon Brando?
It's Marlon Brando's, his resort. Like, he owned it. I don't know the exact history, but I know he was the owner, or that was his home at some point. So that's the storied property that he whisked all those people away to.
Be rolling over in his grave.
Yes.
Okay, Kim chartered an 88-seat Boeing 777 get everybody there.
A whole jumbo jet.
Which would allow everybody to socially distance on the plane a bit, because there were about 30 of them.
I thought they didn't need to socially distance because they'd all been screened for weeks.
Well, if they wanted to, they could have.
Don't you love how, I don't know if you've been following the story at all, Rob, but they have gone to great lengths to talk about how much testing there was, how much screening there was, and how privileged they are. It's like, but why do we need to know any of it?
Because, does it matter?
I mean, they just want us to know, that's all. They want to rub it in our face.
So, if you're throwing an island birthday bash during a raging pandemic, you're probably not too concerned about stuff like that, right?
True.
So, no one was wearing masks in any of the photos that Kim had posted. Their package included lavish dinners, spa visits, guided hikes, bike riding, kayaking, swimming with whales, and a movie on the beach. A source says there was no expense spared.
That's insane. And actually, to your earlier point, I'm very shocked that $1 million was the tab. You'd think that this would have, I mean, I feel like renting a jumbo jet would probably be $1 million alone. I mean, I guess I don't know what the price of privilege goes for these days, but that just seems like insane amounts of money, because I'm assuming they probably rented the whole island, don't you think?
That's the idea that I get from reading the story from the Post.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim, of course, is getting some backlash over her humble brag about the trip. Even Peter Frampton is weighing in. He said, Are you that insensitive you don't realize that this is not what the majority of people during the worst COVID spike yet want to hear? People are going to food banks, not private islands.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good lesson for all of us. I mean, we all have our own privilege in our own ways. And I thank Kim Kardashian for the reminder that I need to check my own on a daily basis. Would that it were that we could all check, you know, $1 million worth of privilege. But still, at least she's given us something to shake our finger at for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the new trailer is out for the upcoming season 4 of The Crown on Netflix.
Yes!
It teases the arrival and eventual clash, that is, of Princess Diana and Queen Elizabeth, as well as a showdown between the Queen and Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. While Queen Elizabeth will still be played by Olivia Colman, both Diana and Margaret Thatcher are new additions to this drama, which follows the British royal family through Elizabeth's reign. Diana will be played by newcomer Emma Corrin, while Thatcher is going to be played by Gillian Anderson, who you remember from The X-Files. Now, you want to hear some of the trailer?
I would love to, because I don't know if you... Are you a watcher of this show, Rob?
I think I will be now.
You should. It's a great series, and what a great time to start, because you've got plenty of time. And three seasons worth to catch up with.
Okay, so this opening scene from the trailer is with Margaret Thatcher meeting with the Queen, all right?
All right.
Your Majesty, I think we have enough respect for one another personally to ask ourselves some of the bigger questions, woman to woman. We are the same age after all.
Really?
Just 6 months between us.
Oh? And who is the senior?
I am.
Awkward.
Two women running the shop. That's the last thing this country needs.
Perhaps that's precisely
what this looks great,
needs.
Rob. I've been watching from the beginning, but based on, you know, what I've seen from Gillian Anderson, I mean, she looks like an amazing Margaret Thatcher, sounds like an amazing Margaret Thatcher, and I'm obsessed with Olivia Colman. So to watch the two of them together, you know, I couldn't be more excited. And it's like each episode is a history lesson. So if you love, you know, British history, not just royal history, but you learn so much about the world that was happening at that time.
I've got to break down and get Netflix, especially since I don't have to budget for Quibi anymore.
Please tell me you were not paying.
No.
Okay. Do you not have Netflix though?
No.
Oh, Rob.
I know.
We got to change that.
I know. All right, there's this new study out on the influence of celebrities when it comes to voting, and there are a few interesting takeaways. Among all voters, 36% said that LeBron James is the celebrity who's done the most to raise awareness and motivate people to vote. Taylor Swift is second with 13%. The Rock is next at 9%, followed by Oprah at 6%. And when asked to name the celebrity whose opinion they trusted the most regarding political or social issues, who would you say came in first?
The Rock.
It was not any of the people that I mentioned so far. An actor.
Wow. It's an actor. Gosh.
An everyman actor.
Zac Efron?
Older. not an actor for every man. He was known as the everyman, I guess, or at least
Tom
he was
Hanks.
For, yes.
Yeah. Very good. That was obvious. Okay,
that's quite a record.
Not totally awake yet.
Okay, so Tom Hanks. The celebrity whose opinion people trusted the most regarding political and social issues. The Rock is close second. You were close there with 45%, followed by Oprah and LeBron.
It's interesting, though. I don't know that Tom Hanks has said much this time around in terms of get out. He might be part of a get out the vote campaign that I'm not remembering at the moment. But I feel like LeBron James, The Rock, and some of the other people you mentioned, I've seen sort of pipe up on social media about voting.
Maybe one of the reasons people trust Tom Hanks so much is because he hasn't said that.
Yeah, well, that's
very much about it.
A lot of times, the more people talk, the less we listen. Which I hope
exactly.
is not the case from noon to three.
Okay, so what do we have coming up?
All right, so when we come back, actually, we're going to do the 30-second pop culture challenge. First of all, thank you, Rob, for all the latest from Hollywood, the Dirt Alert. Of course, every day, right here at 12:15 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. But when we come back, we're going to do the 30-second pop culture challenge. And I've got some blind items. Hey, if you want to participate in the blind item segment, call Rob, because we'll keep you on the line and maybe you can play for Colleen today. We'll do that when we come back right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, 651-641-1071. Have you made a contribution yet? MyTalk1071.com. Do it! More in a minute. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on MyTalk 1071. Streaming live, doing everything entertainment. And I told you, we're going to do the 30-second pop culture challenge. And then I was like, hey, we might need one of you to do the blind items as well. Well, I have a very special guest who showed up to play today's blind items. Special guest, would you like to...
It's gonna be me.
Colleen is actually back. So, turns out, we don't need you after all, but we do need you to play the 30-second pop culture challenge.
30-second pop culture challenge!
Who's on the phone today, Rob?
Hi, Nicole, are you there?
I am.
What's Nicole playing for today?
Nicole is playing for a MyTalk 1071 t-shirt.
Yay!
And Colleen, if you want to ask her the questions.
I would love
to. I'm going to do some magic here.
Okay, we're going to do some magic. Because Nicole, you know how this works. The timer will begin when I ask the first question. Now, there should be five questions, but I'm only going to ask you two. No.
They're going to be in there in just a second.
Forget it.
And don't worry about where they came from. Just go with it.
Okay, fine. Sounds good. I'm not going to worry about where they came from. I'm just going to go for it. I can see one. So here we go. Gargamel is the name of the bad guy from what 80s cartoon series?
Pass.
Name the first diet pop that was recently discontinued by Coca-Cola.
Cab.
Who is the oldest Kardashian sister?
Khloe.
Try again.
Kourtney.
This foreign-born former boy bander, sometime actor, is having... Oh, God, that's a blind!
I know, that's why I was...
Give her the points! She won!
Pew, pew, pew! Congratulations, you're a winner. No pressure. He's sitting back. Okay, can we do... Thank you for playing. Congratulations, you just won, and you didn't really even have to do
the
work.
It's been a day.
We are in the middle of a day. So here's what had happened, all of you lovely listeners.
I can't see that.
Bradley is putting the questions in. So I'm supposed to be recording right now. I went over there and they just started a scene that I'm not in. So I was like, deuces, let me know when I need to be back.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
I guess they'll come and get me. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought maybe the show that we're doing was important. So I came back. So anyway, so we're about to do the 30-second pop culture challenge, but we're all over the place. So we hadn't written the questions down and Bradley grabbed yesterday's segment and copied it onto today's, but there were two blind items in the middle of it. And I'm looking at Brad and I'm like, why is he leaning back? Like, why is he acting
get busy.
Anyway, here we are.
But you know, the good news is I do have actual blind items if we want to do that today. Do you want to do that?
Yes, I want to do that.
Okay, let's do some blind items. Blinded by the item. Pew pew. Blind items are just juicy bits of gossip with the names left out, and they come from a place called crazydaysandnights.net. And Colleen is going to guest today. She's going to play the role of the guesser. And I'm going to put these blind items up as we go. But we'll start with this one. And this one is confirmed. I think you're going to get this super easy. I didn't think that the listener would necessarily, which is why I chose it. So you'll get it. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm assuming the A-minus list singer in a family filled with singers will use her latest story about being pursued by aliens. She was probably wasted. To also shill for the Conversing with Aliens app.
That would be Miley Cyrus.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't have access to my dinger.
Well, ding. Okay, good. Yay.
Bing, bing, bing.
So that's
a confirmed blind item, which means when we played this the last time and we guessed that it was Miley, we were correct.
Right. So again, this is definitely referring to the fact that Miley Cyrus had a whole big story about how she was chased by an alien in a flying snowplow.
Snowplow, that's right. Yeah.
And we think that she's going to be... So there's this app that Demi Lovato has been shilling for. And this blind item is saying Miley Cyrus will be the next person to be shilling for that very app.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do another blind item?
Duh.
Blinded by the item.
All right.
Can I just say something really quick?
Yeah.
We're going to do this blind item, but I'm not going to do an, we're not going to do another blind item until we make $5,700.
What are we at?
$5,622.
Okay, so, get busy.
So get busy, guys. I'm going to solve this.
I'm not giving you any more blind items.
Okay, so if you want another blind item, you got to donate.
Sit here, it'll be crickets.
Exactly. MyTalk1071.com. Go to the Project Down and Dirty page and donate there. Okay,
and,
go ahead.
And Rob, if you could give me my superpowers over here so that I can ding Colleen if she gets it right, because I think she will. Oh, took that for a ride. Okay, it's working. Here we go. You do realize that the guy, you do realize that the guy she, illiterate, foreign-born, singer, bad actress, is sleeping with is the one who takes all the pics that make it look like she's with the singer, foreign-born A-minus lister.
Oh, okay. She, illiterate, foreign-born singer slash bad actress, is sleeping with, is the one who takes all the pics that makes it look like she's with the singer, foreign-born A-minus lister. So Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Yes, good one. Pew, pew. Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious, right?
It's so obvious.
Let me read this for you. You do realize that that the guy Camila Cabello is sleeping with is the one who takes all the pics that make it look like she's with Shawn Mendes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because she's not, and we know it. Why do we know it? Because we're smart.
Because we're pop culture detectives.
Yeah.
And we detect those types of things. I smell it. They dealt it.
You smelt it.
They dealt it. That's exactly how that works. You know, I'd love to give the people another blind item, Bradley. But
they
can't.
They haven't done the thing.
What we said was we'll do more blind items if you donate money. And the number hasn't changed. Now, I know it takes a second, you know, because you got to click, clickety clack, click, click, navigate. That's fine. How about we do this? I just got word from B. Arthur. She came in here and said, they're ready for you now.
They're
ready for my close-up. So I'm going to go. I don't know what this means, by the way, on-air production for the rest of our schedule, but I'm going with it. So I'm going to go do the thing. When you come back, maybe check on that money thing. And if we got somewhere, maybe you can do another blind item.
Yeah, maybe we'll do some more blind items. But you never know. And if you got anybody that's hanging out down there, not doing anything, you kick them over here.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you find a Lori or a Julia.
I think Julia wants to help. I don't know what scene we're doing, but I will tell anybody who's not doing something
Stragglers.
To come over here. And you know what? Just have some fun without me. And then I'll have fun without you later. And then we'll have fun, all of us together, at the end of the show.
Fabulous.
All right. And don't forget, today's show is dedicated to Darcy Reed, who put us over $5,000 yesterday. If you are the person who puts us over $10,000 today, you will get a whole show dedicated to you.
And if we get to $5,700 when we come back, we'll do some more blind items.
Ta-da! We'll be back. Somebody will be back after this on My Talk 107.1.
We hope. Thanks for that, Rob, and welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on this beautiful Thursday. I say beautiful because it's above zero. I mean, and it's above 30, and we're not even in November yet anyway. I'm Bradley Trainer. Colleen will be back at the top of the hour, we think. I don't know. We're playing it by ear. It's a little loosey-goosey. This hour, fourth day of Project Down and Dirty. Classic radio drama, War of the Worlds. And we're doing this all to raise money for a wonderful charity. Here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we're raising money for Every Meal, a nonprofit that helps children with food insecurity. So literally every dollar that you contribute during Project Down and Dirty to Every Meal for Colleen or for Team Colleen and Bradley, Team Cobra, every dollar is going to go towards helping kids get food. And I know that sometimes when we're telling you about charities or organizations or groups of people that are helping other people, you know, some explanation is necessary. But in the case of Every Meal, there's very little explanation needed. You understand that there are kids in our very own community, especially now during coronavirus, who need access to food, who don't have the same economic resources as many of us do. And therefore, Every Meal does something very simple. They purchase food
and make it available to kids who need it. So if you would like to help those kids in our very own backyard get the food that they need, because again, without it, they don't have it. Simply head to mytalk1071.com and click on the Project Down and Dirty Classic Radio Drama icon, and then follow the links to donate directly. Now, I've got an update for you. Rob, do you want to know where we are at currently?
That would be great.
Because before we went to break, Colleen said, hey, if you guys get to 6,000, right? Right? We were just trying to get over 6,000.
I thought that would sound as high, but I might be wrong.
No, I think we were supposed to get over 6,000.
Okay.
We are now, yes, and we have now exceeded that $6,000 goal, and we are well into $6,000. In fact, 121 My Talkers have contributed a total of $6,142.
Thank you.
For every meal. So, yes, thank you. And you know what that means, Rob?
Another blind item?
We could do some blind items.
Blinded by the item.
Rob, you've never done this before, have you?
Once or twice.
I was going to say, you probably have in your history with us. Mm-hmm. Been called in to do some hard work. This is not hard, Rob. But blind items, for those of you who don't know, if maybe you've never listened to the Colleen and Bradley show before, blind items are simply juicy bits of gossip with the names left out, and Rob is going to try his very, very best.
You can also solicit a phone call.
Well, maybe, yeah, if you guys want to call in along, and play.
I'm kind of putting together dirt alerts,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no worries, Rob. I can also do voices and pretend that I'm a caller calling in and okay, play with myself. Right. I'm very good at playing with myself, Rob, if I need to.
Okay. Maybe we'd
651
like to hear how that sounds.
No, absolutely not. 651-641-1071 if you want to play blind items. And in the meantime, in between time, I'll show you how this works. And maybe, Rob, you can just do your best.
Okay.
All right. So here's the blind item. Unless somebody calls, I'll just start talking. You go. This A-minus list, mostly movie actress, who does some commercials too, has a very selective memory when it comes to paparazzi. The vast majority of the time, she or her people would call the paparazzi to tell them where the actress would be.
Okay, so when you said commercials and A-ish list actress,
yep,
I first thought of Jennifer Garner, but she didn't.
Yes, Rob, look at you!
But I didn't think she'd be the kind of person who would tip off the paparazzi.
See, Rob, this is why you need to continue to listen to Colleen and Bradley right on occasion, because the thing we've said about Jennifer Garner for a while now is it's not just Ben Affleck who's calling paparazzi to, you know, find out what's going on with them every time they take a stroll with their dog, because Ben Affleck right now is with this actress named Ana de Armas.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer Garner most certainly is calling paparazzi too. We've talked about that. And what this blind item is saying, just to recap, and it looks like some people are calling if you want to grab them, Rob. The blind item is saying Jennifer Garner has a very selective memory when it comes to the paparazzi. And I think this refers to, and you know me, sometimes I'll forget the specifics, but I believe we read a story about how she, you know, claimed that the paparazzi just happened to be showing up, or that she appeared, you know, that she wasn't always wanting to be photographed. And I think that might have had something to do with speculation that she was pregnant. But what this blind item is saying, of course, is that she's calling them. She or her people would call paparazzi to tell them where and what she would be doing. So, hey, Rob, do we got somebody on the phone?
Yes, Teresa is with us.
Teresa? Hey, Teresa, thanks for calling the Colleen and Bradley Show. Do you want to do some blind items?
Yes.
All right.
Blinded by the item.
Now, let me just pull up this blind item. I think you're going to do pretty well with this. Okay, here we go. Still waiting on the receipts that the illiterate reality star really donated $1 million like she said she would do. She had no problem spending that on her trip. Do you want me to read
Khloe
it again?
Kardashian.
Oh, wait. What Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
Yes! You got it in one. That was so easy.
So easy.
Yes, let me just read this for you so that everybody can get it. Still waiting on the receipts that Kim Kardashian really donated $1 million like she said she would do. Of course, she had no problem spending that on her trip. Teresa, congratulations. You got the blind item and won. Now, have you made a contribution to Project Down and Dirty yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, you've got plenty of time, and that's your prize today, is to make a contribution for every meal.
All right. Thanks, Bradley.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. If you guys are just joining us, Colleen is off doing her part for Project Down and Dirty. And in the meantime, in between time, we raised enough money to do some extra blind items. She's going to be joining us at the top of the hour. Hey, Rob, you've been sort of forced to come in and, you know, push a bunch of buttons and save us from ourselves.
Not forced.
I don't mean forced, but I'm just, anytime people are asked to work with Colleen and I feel bad because of what we're going to put you through. But you've seen a little bit of this Project Down and Dirty experience happen over the last few days. Have you ever done anything like this before? I mean, what's your relationship with old time radio? Do you used to listen to old time radio?
I don't have much of a relationship with it, other than a respect for it and a little bit of a knowledge of the history.
I just feel like you've been in. No, I'm not saying you were in radio when they were doing.
I coached Orson Welles. Yes.
No. Tell me what you know. But I feel like you, just as somebody who's been around radio, because I, for my own part, used to be obsessed with, you know, classic radio shows. I used to listen to them overnight on AM radio back in the day when they were on.
Well, I can't wait to hear what y'all have been up to, because I get to see some of the behind the scenes working down the hall and how everything is set up, like a major recording studio.
It is it's pretty amazing all the things that they've set up for us.
And so one of the things I wanted to ask you, because I feel that Project Down and Dirty is a great team building experience for everybody at My Talk. And I've never been sequestered in a building together or a home together.
Yeah.
Been involved at that level, but lucky it seems you. Like you all come back closer after an experience like that.
You know, that's true. Like sometimes closer, it's like a family, right? Like you get a little too close and you're like, okay, I need some space.
So but how does this compare in that sense?
This particular year versus other years this is definitely the lightest touch of a Project Down and Dirty experience we've had, meaning we have not spent as much time together for obvious reasons, right? Like we can't be hanging out off the air in the same place very much. Or I should say when we're recording and stuff, we kind of go to that space together, but then we're kind of in our own little, you know, pods.
Right.
But it is nice to see faces, right? Like I don't get to see Lori and Julie, even though, you know, we butt up against each other every day in the Passover. I just get to, you know, see their face and wave hi.
Right.
But now we're actually getting to have conversation. So I think that's personally for us on the air, that's probably one of the most beneficial parts of Project Down and Dirty, is that we get to see each other as, you know, human beings, which, you know, not always a given.
Right. And then what about the experience of performing this story?
I think this is, I cannot wait to see what this looks like. And I know Colleen talked about this too. I think we all thought we were going to be doing sort of piecemeal little bits and pieces and not really have a true sense of what this was going to be like until the finished product.
Uh-huh.
But the way that it's being recorded, again, for those of you who aren't familiar, we're doing War of the Worlds, this 83rd anniversary of, you know, this iconic radio program. We're recording it as they kind of like they would have recorded it back in the day, wherein the sound effects people are actually doing their sound effects while I'm talking or Colleen's talking while we're playing our parts.
Okay.
And the music people are playing the music as we're saying our words. So it's not like we're just individually recording each and every piece. It's an ensemble in a way that I guess I didn't expect, which is kind of fun because you get a sense then of, oh, you know, this, we're actually creating something special.
It is, and it's tomorrow night, right?
Yes. So if you have not gotten your tickets, thank you, Rob. If you have not gotten your tickets yet for Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama, they're $10, mytalk1071.com. And when we come back, I think Colleen will be back with us, or Holly, or some combination of some My Talk person. I might be here, I might not, I don't know. But you better tune in. And of course, make a contribution if you haven't already. We'll be right back.